The railway station in Cork is functional. Yeah, it basically provides a place where you can get on the train in undercover, and you can buy coffee there, and you can buy a newspaper there before you get on the train, and you can sit down before you get on the train. But it is essentially functional. Now, I'm now standing in a different railway station. I'm standing in Houston Railway Station in Dublin, and I'll tell you what I have just found that is far from functional. I found an exhibition called Faces of Houston, H-E-U-S-T-O-N, by a photographer called Ray Hegarty. And if you want to ring him up, if you want to contact him, he has a website called ISIS, photography.ie. And the reason it's interesting is that he took these photographs over a 9-month period in the train station of people and staff. And all anybody else was asked for was their name, their destination, and the time that accompanies their portraits. So I'm looking at one here with a guy whose name is Chris, 1510 Waterford, Sarah, 1230 Castle Bar. And these are called Faces of Houston. And I thought when I saw it in the distance that it was actually a photo booth where I could go and have my photograph taken, or other people could. But no, this is actually just an exhibition, and it has a QR code on it as well. And I guess that I could actually, I might even be able to buy some of these photographs. And I can tell immediately that he's a kind of a documentary photographer, because I'm looking at a guy called Connor on the 1415 going to Kildare. And he's there with his, is it two guitars I see? Yes, two guitars. And he's dressed almost all in black, and he's got an earring down his left ear, quite an obvious earring, and also a nose ring as well. And he's got a kind of a beard, I don't know what you'd call it, but he's there, and behind him is the train station, but above him is a huge sign that says Fame. And it's a brilliant positioning of the subject, because the guy looks like he's in search of fame, really, or he may actually be famous. But there's a lovely dialogue between the individual standing up and the location. So I see that as a great example of documentary photography. And I see other people here, all the way around. And this is what makes this railway station different from Cork. That's the one I'm getting. 12 minutes time. Okay, I don't want to try and talk over that man, but also just moving across here, just to give you a flavour. I mean, I am in the capital city of Ireland, but I've got a bookshop here. Well, it's a magazine shop with a few books, but it's Easton's, so I know that I can get any magazine I possibly want in there. So that's great. I also have across the road, they seem to have cornered the market here in this particular Dublin railway station. Easton's have got a bookshop. And I won't go in there now because I'm in a bit of a hurry. I've just come out of the gutter bookshop, but I'm in immediately into another bookshop. So the railway station, and besides having plenty of fast food places here, I see sandwiches. I even see a place called Sweet Factory Plus and delis and all that. Besides having the usual stuff you'd expect in a big railway station of a lot of places you can get food and drink, it does have these extra touches which make it a destination almost in its own right. I could well imagine myself, you know, sitting down here having got off a train and deciding that before I actually, you know, face the city, before I face the capital city of Ireland, Dublin City, I'll rest a while in the railway station itself. Or even before catching my train, I'll hang out here. Now, it's not, you know, in a way, it's not quite as interesting as Paddington Station in the UK, which has a sushi bar right in the middle of it. But it's bloody interesting, I have to say. In case you're interested, by the way, the annual ticket to Kildare is €1,990. And that's an annual tax saver. Ticket is €1,934 a week, and it saves you over €1,000. Whatever that means, I haven't a clue. That's some kind of partnership between Éireann Road Éireann, which is Irish Rail, and a website called taxsaver.ie. Cut the cost of your commute. Anyway, maybe there are perks for that. By the way, the weather forecast here on the screen is overcast with scattered outbreaks of rain, heavy in places, especially in the east. It looks like Cork is going to be wet. There we are, Dublin, which has several railway stations. Houston railway station. Better go get train.